Well, I mean, he changes wives more than he changes underwear, so.
You don't wear them.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I know. That's my point, Jim.
Cool. More than Big Fatty changes underwear.
Well, no, nobody does that.
Big Fatty doesn't wear underwear.
Correct.
But skivvies.
So, Gavin, did anyone have birthdays this week?
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty, online.
Big Fatty doesn't wear underwear.
Correct.
Yes! Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 2491. The BFO for two, I say Tuesday the 15th of August 2017. Y'all, coming up on today's Say It With Me.
A little show.
Y'all, I was hoping to open those cards that came in while I was gone, but I've got a package and some voice letters. Hello, return to send us Big Fatty Hub. Hi, everyone. I hope you're too. I say Tuesday is going well. Y'all, you'll return to send us, but y'all, the United States Postal Service did not deliver my hold mail like they were supposed to today, and I'm not quite sure why they didn't. But anyway, I guess I'll have to get on the horn. Big Fatty, yes, Big Fatty, get on the horn and find out why it was not delivered. But anyway, Big Fatty, look at it this way. You'll have content for tomorrow. Well, I suppose that's right. Yes, Big Fatty.
Make a wish. Wish it in the tree.
Yeah, that's it. Y'all, now I've gotten a package. I don't know who this is from, but y'all, it's from Lost Wages, and it's from Big Mouth Incorporated. Man, it sounds vulgar. It does sound vulgar. Let's just see what this is. Y'all don't have any idea what it is. But let's just take a look. We're just going to open it up right now. Big Fatty, no, you love to open it up on the little show. I do indeed. Let's just see what we got here. And it, Big Fatty, it is vulgar. What is this? A Big Fatty? Oh, my Lord. Y'all, y'all, it is a gift at. And I'm not sure who it's from, but I've got an idea. I've got an idea. It's a little, and my suspicions are correct. Y'all, it says a gift for you. Everybody, we thought something practical would be nice this time. So with all of our love and best wishes, dearest friend, you are the best, and we love you. The whole Beaver family, XOXOXO, Big Fatty, we love it when Miss Beaver remembers your birthday. It's true, we do indeed. And y'all, it looks like a cock ring. Big Fatty! And if you don't know what that looks like, just send Miss Bacon or Miss Beaver an e-letter and ask her what that looks like. Y'all, but it's soap, and it is the original Weena cleaner soap, large or small or in between. Nothing beats a cleaner Weena. Big Fatty, personal hygiene has never been as stimulating. One size fits most. Big Fatty, that is just vulgar. Y'all, and it does come with a warning label. It says, caution, if Weena cleaner ever becomes stuck, soak area with cold water. Big Fatty, that is just vulgar, but Miss Beaver, leave it. Y'all, leave it to Beaver. Big Fatty, I think that's trademarked. Y'all, leave it to Miss Beaver to come up with the Wiener Cleaner Soap. Big Fetty, she wants your wiener to be cleaner. Yes, Big Fetty?
Mystery date. Are you ready for your mystery date? Don't be late. It would be great. Open the door for your mystery date.
Will you be ready for swimming? Or a dance? When you open the door, will your mystery date be a dream?
Thank you for calling.
Or a dud?
I'm fat and I'm bald.
Fun and surprises. That's mystery date.
Open the door for your mystery date.
Yes! Y'all, okay. Y'all, big, fatty, squeaky gentleman called us all excited today. He is excited. There's big news today. Yes, big fatty. Okay, let's just calm down a little bit. Okay. Straight Bob has pulled out his tally and whacked it. He's pulled out the tally, and evidently there were 48 gentlemen callers in Big Fatty's 60th year, almost one a week. So anyway, didn't quite make it to 60, Gavin, but I gave it the old college try. Big Fatty, you might have made it if you had gotten your wiener cleaner sooner. Maybe so. But y'all, that is not why we're playing the gentleman caller music, because on Sunday night, y'all... The newest gentleman caller, the 30-year-old, that's kind of the cub, got the scruffy face and everything. Big Fatty was doing things around the house. Big Fatty, I hadn't seen you in a while. And I said, well, I've been out of town. He goes, oh, I've been out of town, too. I've been in the San Francisco. And I said, well, I was in the Hatlanta. And he says, you want to get together? And I said, well, yes. I said, we may have to not do everything. Ready? We don't need details, but we'll have a good time. Y'all, he came over. It was just lovely. And all I got to say is, to be 30 again and to have a forceful discharge. That is vulgar. But y'all, it came with a forceful discharge is all I've got to say. But anyway, y'all, the special chair was put into use, and y'all, it was just lovely. Just lovely. Yes, Big Fatty.
You're hamming it up with Big Fatty. Talk to him, and I don't know why, but you're hamming it up with Big Fatty.
Oh, you're hamming it up with Big Fatty. Oh, his whole life's a sham, and oh, all he wants is ham.
And I don't know why.
Oh, you big fat thing, you.
Big Fatty, happy birthday. Happy birthday, happy birthday to you. Hey, it's Tim Cormo. Want to call, wish you happy birthday, and also, you know, I have a question.
Big Fatty, tell me about the horror.
How much bacon is too much bacon?
How do you clean your leather, Big Fatty?
Why do you call yourself Big Fatty, Big Fatty?
What's the best way to make a pound cake?
Who is your hairdresser?
How do you keep someone from blatantly and shamelessly ripping you off?
What's the best fiber?
It's time for Ask Big Fatty.
Well, thank you, Big Fatty. And y'all, our Ask Big Fatty question today comes to us from the patron saint of the BFO. Y'all, that is none other than Mr. Tim Kumal. Tim, what you got?
A few weeks ago, I've been meaning to call you. It's been a month of Sundays, I know. But you were talking about the hot dog down the hallway at the horror hotel. And I remember you mentioned several times, maybe two, maybe three, I don't remember. But you mentioned that Gavin was looking forward to spending some time
with Granny in the special chair. Excuse me. Okay. Whatever happened with that? We never heard a report. What happened? Did anything come out of that? Or did you stay, or did you conveniently go to the Capri Lounge to check on those mixers just in case to make sure that you know, if you're gonna vomit, you might as well do it from a cocktail. Happy birthday, Big
Daddy.
Bye-bye.
Dear, I see y'all. That, of course, is Mr. Tim Kumal, patron saint of the BFO. And, Tim, thank you so much for the call. Always lovely to hear your voice. And it has been a month of Sundays. And this is an excellent question. And I am, I don't know this firsthand because I was not around to witness it. But evidently, Gavin and Granny had a very special time. Big Fatty, you're making that up. It's true. I think they're both very happy that it didn't happen. Big Fatty.
Well, hello. I lost my train of thought. My cat is currently climbing all over me. But yeah, I thought I would give you a call. I was going through my calendar the other day, and you know, I'm going through all these meetings up the wazoo for tomorrow, and you know, I saw something and I thought you might be interested in this. Let me tell you. Today is a very important day. Well, I guess really tomorrow is. You may know him as Hollywood or Figs, but I'm pretty sure we all know him as Big Fatty. He is turning 41. Figs, I hope you have a wonderful, wonderful birthday. And I hope you get a big old piece of dick. Love you.
Beefy trademark. Y'all, that is my Northeast number one straight boyfriend. Y'all, that's Dan. And Dan, What a lovely surprise that was. Big Fatty, did he say kick? He did not say kick. I did get kick. I didn't get the other, though. But, Dan, thank you so much for that lovely, just lovely voice letter. And you just touched Big Fatty, the cockles. Big Fatty, he touched your cockle. Well, anyway, Dan, thank you so much for the call. And yes, Big Fatty, move the show forward.
Happy birthday, Fart Pants. I sure hope Poodle bakes you a cake.
Yeah, I see all that, of course, is Miss Bacon. And Miss Bacon, thank you so much for the call. Always lovely to hear your voice. And it sounds to me like you're what is your car called? It's the big something. I don't remember. The big kahuna. No, I don't think it's the big kahuna. But Miss Bacon, thank you so much. And thank you for the call and the cat. Yes, Big Fatty.
You ready?
Yeah.
Happy. Why didn't you start?
I know when you didn't. You just said ready.
One, two, three.
Did I start on three or after three?
After three. So it would be one, two, three, four is when you start.
Fine.
One, two, three.
Happy birthday to you.
Not nice.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Fatty. Happy birthday to you.
We love you, Fatty. Not nice.
Fuck you, too.
Big Fatty, yo. That's the old gal. That's the old gal and conscience and those darling children, first of all, thank you so much for the call. Big Fatty, she doesn't usually call. It's true. It's you know, it's clearly it's the Armageddon. We're nearing the end of the world. The old gal's calling and singing. Big Fatty, probably those darling children just wanted to get on the little show. It could be, but Vera, thank you so much for that call. It just absolutely put a kerfuffle in my mouth, and Big Fatty just spit it. No, and it just made me happy as I can be. Yes, Big Fatty, and we love the darling children. Yes.
How could I forget this one? I hope you'll have banana cake. A lot of banana, 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 banana. And did I say banana cake? Happy birthday, Mr. Fat. One.
Yeah, Gussie, y'all, that is that crazy Mexican that's had him. You're Big Fatty. He was the number one fan of the BFO in 2014. It's true. And had him. Thank you so much for that call from Bulgaria. I know it comes at a pretty penny. Big Fatty, they have pretty pennies, I guess. But anyway, you've just made Big Fatty. Big Fatty, he didn't hear that you had pineapple cake instead of a banana cake. It's true. But anyway, and y'all, I've got a couple of more phone calls, but I'm not going to have time to get to them today because I need to do this. Yeah, Gussie, y'all, I forgot to tell you on yesterday's little show, when I got home, y'all, I was mad as a snake. Mad as a snake, I tell you, because, you know, I had put in a request to hold my newspapers, and y'all, they delivered them. They deliver them. Now, thank goodness, thank Hydrogen, my neighbor, went over and picked them up and kind of put them up by the door here at the villa so it didn't look like there was nobody home. But y'all, I called the newspaper and I, you know, put on my orange hat and said, this is unacceptable. And they said, you are correct. This is unacceptable. I said, this has happened before. And, you know, I we need to get it corrected. And so I got a call back saying it would never happen again. I said, okay. So we'll see when it happens again. Y'all, the other thing I wanted to mention to you is, y'all, I washed my underpants. Big Fatty, you don't wear underpants Sunday. So, y'all, I was not able to go out and do a little nipple walk around Fat Acres. But because I was here at the villa, you know, that allowed the gentleman caller to go, Big Fatty, can I come over? So, Big Fatty, everything worked out. You didn't even take off your underpants. Oh, dear, Gussie, y'all, I hope you have a lovely, just a lovely two, I say, Tuesday. Y'all, the Cruise of a Lifetime crowd is coming over here to the villa. In fact, Big Dick is here already. Hi!
Hey.
And Granny and Durwood will be here soon. Y'all, we're going to make our arrangements and look at the excursions and all that kind of stuff. And kind of check it all out. Getting ready for the Cruise of a Lifetime. Y'all, At the beginning of today's little show, y'all, you heard an episode of that Stick It With a Poke. You know, they're returning. They're returning in just a couple of weeks. And, David, that blue jeans guy, anything you want to remind everybody about Big Fatty?
Big Fatty doesn't wear underwear.
Correct.
That is correct. Thank you for calling. Talk to you tomorrow.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com or call the brand new voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And ask a question or just natter with the fat one.
Yeah!
This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network and a proud member of Pride 48.